All right, good morning again, everyone. Happy New Year from me to you. You've heard it a few times, but I'll say it again. I hope 2023 is off to a great start this morning and you get to finish out 2022 well last night. What we want to do here this morning, just for a little bit, is to kick off our brand new series called New Year, New Gear. It's going to be a three-week, just little mini-series to kind of kick off this new year. And what we're going to do with it is take three topics that we think we want to maybe put into a new gear this year or rethink. Now, it's maybe thinking about these topics in a completely new way and something brand new, or might be thinking about them again in a way you've already thought about them. Maybe it got out of your mind, right? If you think about it, to start New Year's, many people have resolutions, have new goals. If you have resolutions, feel free, put them in the comments, let everybody know kind of what's going on. But people have resolutions or goals that they want to make a change to start the new year. Maybe it's health and fitness, or it's money, or just the people they're going to spend time with, or anything like that. I had an uncle that would always say, I made a resolution 20 years ago to never make resolutions. Some people are totally against resolutions, and that's fine too. But the point is, the new year brings a time when we think about making changes or trying to do things to better ourselves. So what we're going to do is do this in the form of three different topics that are loving others, connecting with God, and worshiping God. So how can we rethink these and take these to maybe a different level or a new level? And today will be loving others. Now, if you were with us on Christmas Eve, I mentioned that loving others was part of regifting God's love, how God loved us so much than we love others, and that kind of brings God's love full circle and completes his love. We didn't get very practical with it on Christmas Eve, but today we're going to get a little more practical with loving others. So what I want to do is read a passage, just two verses long. It's going to be John 13, 34, and 35. We're going to read that and kind of see what we can do to maybe love others a little bit better this year. So let's look at this. John 13, 34, and 35 says this. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Again, a lot about loving one another in that passage. What's going on here in John 13 is we are getting close to when Jesus is going to go to the cross and he's going to be crucified. So in a sense, these are some somewhat last words, somewhat parting words, kind of send off that we're getting here from Jesus. In this chapter, before he says these words, he actually predicts Judas's betrayal and says that's going to happen. Then he says, the verses we just read, then he predicts Peter's denial, that Peter's going to deny him three times. So this is a big time in Jesus' life. He knows the end is coming. He tells the disciples, I'm going away soon. This is what I want you to know, to remember, and to do. This is a big, big deal. So he leaves them with this command. Now, this command may sound kind of familiar. We've heard before, love your neighbor as yourself. That was the old command. Now Jesus says, this is a new command I give you. Love others as I have loved you. Jesus levels up here. He says, it's no longer just as you love yourself. You can't get away with saying, well, I don't love myself very much, so I maybe don't have to love them. Not that people were doing that, but it's possible. Now he's saying, nope, that's not the game anymore. Love others as I have loved you. Self-sacrificing love. They have the model of love now. They've been with Jesus. They've seen Jesus. They know Jesus. So now they know we have to love others as Jesus loved. And we're supposed to do that too. That's what Jesus would want from us. Self-sacrificing, putting others' needs before your own. And he says this, again, I think he says it close to the time he's going away. So that sticks in our minds. Like, hey, what did Jesus say close to the time he left? Right? It's like the parent before they leave and like walk out the door when they're going somewhere and leaving you home by yourselves. They'd say, hey, get along with your brother and sister, or don't forget to let the dog out. Don't climb up in that tree. Hey, make sure the lawn gets mowed. Only have two friends over, right? We could go on and on, but it's those things so that you remember it. They put it in your mind right as they're about to go. I think that's what Jesus is doing here. So let's get practical. If he wants us to love others as he would love us, self-sacrificing love, what do we need to do? I think this can happen in a few different ways. If we're thinking about it right now, how might we be already loving others, or what are some actions that we can take that would love others? Some of these, I think, are pretty easy to figure out. We've just had snowstorms, right? Shoveling the snow for the neighbors or for the people that can't get out there and do it. Raking their leaves, picking up food for people. We get neighbors' mail sometimes when they go out of town. That's a way. These are all kind of like neighborly, just being a good neighbor type of things, but they do indeed show love to them. It shows time and kindness that it gives to these neighbors. Other things, and more just kindness stuff, holding the door for people at the store, at the bank, or wherever you're going in and out of, smiling and saying hello. You know, this stuff all works. More words. You can just be appreciative to people when they do things. Being complimentary. Compliment them. Tell them how great they are. Encourage them. Uplift them. I was thinking about this one right before Christmas, right before we had the big snowstorm those 2 days. And I was, like many people, was out at the grocery store trying to get some things before the storm hit. And the lines were massive. And if you know stores right now, they're already short-staffed. And they don't have enough employees. And some of the employees are very new. So these lines are massive. And the people are starting to grumble and get all... And unfortunately, sometimes it gets taken out on these nice checkers that have nothing to do with the fact that the line's long. And some of them are very new. So just being encouraging to that checker and smiling and saying, hey, it's going to be great. You're doing great. That's a way to show love to them. It could also be standing up for someone. Maybe there's somebody that's being picked on or razzed or being gossiped about. I'll be honest, I wish I was better at this when I was younger, back in, you know, high school and even college and all this kind of stuff. When people were saying things they shouldn't about others, to stand up for that person that's being picked on. That's a great way to show some love to somebody else. Really having their back. And it's more than just not joining in and participating. It's actually having their back. Now, it's possible that those are all some ways that you've been like, yeah, those all make sense. I can get those. What about a new gear? What about rethinking it? Because that's what we're supposed to be doing, right? Well, here's how I have been rethinking it for the start of this year. And it's with time. And I want to say focused time. Loving others with focused time. And I share that with you today because it's the one God's put on my heart. He's really convicting me of saying, Jeff, you need to do more of this and be better at this in 2023. So hopefully it works for you too. And if it doesn't, hopefully something else hits you. But maybe this will work for you too. If this love of Jesus is truly self-sacrificing, and it is, what might we actually sacrifice? What might I sacrifice? And that is time. That's what comes up to me. We value time a lot in this world today. Whole bunch. When we were in church plant training a couple years ago, we heard a pastor from Portland, Oregon do a short little presentation or talk to us. And he said, he's like, I have preached messages on controversial topics, hot button issues, things that should get people riled up. But he said, I never got as much pushback as when I told people to give up some of their time and either spend it with God or with others. He's like, that is when they were pushed back. They said, Think about what it says to someone when you give up some of your valuable time for them. And I've been thinking about this in two ways. With first off, being family and close relationship. The people... my immediate family, or for you, if it's somebody you're just like really close to, you spend days with, lots of time with. And it's to be focused, to not be distracted. All right, and I want to show you a quick little video about, basically how not to do this, how not to have focused time. So take a quick look at this. Oh, Jeremiah, dude, today we went sledding and went down that big hill, man.
Oh, yeah, it sounds fun.
Oh, and then this morning, I did, I lifted weights, I did legs, I squatted really good, dude.
Cool, Dad.
Oh, man, yesterday, Manchester United, man, watched the game 3-0, first win after the break, it was so cool.
All right, that sounds great, bro.
All right, well, as you saw, Jeremiah played the role of not having focus time when I'm trying to talk to him. Now, unfortunately, I can sometimes be like Jeremiah was in that video, where, I'm working while I'm with my kids, or I'm on my phone doing something with my kids, or I'm trying to do something around the house while I'm with the kids. Now, none of that stuff is inherently bad, but it's splitting my time when it should just be focused on them because I'm still doing things for me. So it's still about me and not about the other person, about my kids. When I'm doing that, I'm not totally self-sacrificing. So if I really want to show my kids how much I love them, and I do, it's focusing so much on them and just on them. There'll be time for the work and everything else, but to focus on them when I'm with them. So that's my family and those really close, tight-knit relationships. But then there's other people that maybe aren't everyday type of relationships. I know for me, I need to see the time with these people as opportunities, not obligations. Opportunity, not obligation. I get to give them time to let them be seen, heard, and valued. We all need or want that to some degree. We all want to feel valued or heard or seen or something like that. So the amount of time, whatever it is, might mean everything to them. And my attitude is not always great about this. We have a wonderful neighbor who lives across the street, an older woman who lives by herself. And she comes over with stickers and stuff for the kids all the time, gave us diaper coupons every other week from the paper, all this kind of stuff. And a lot of times she'll stay and she'll chat with us. And sometimes I'm good about it, but sometimes I'll be honest, my attitude is like, I just don't have time for this. I got to do 18 other things. But what does it mean to her and show her when I sit there and actually just have a conversation for 10, 15, 30 minutes, whatever it ends up being? How much care does that show to her? And I gotta have the right attitude to do that. So focused time, whether it's with my kids and my family, the people I see every day, or the neighbor across the street, or when you get together with somebody once a week, once a month, but focus that time on them. Now, I want to give just the little caveat with this, and that is, I'm not saying you have to completely neglect yourself or your you time or to take care of yourself. Do that. But when you are with other people, focus that time on them. Make sure it is focused on them. That's the new gear I'm trying to get to. It's the new way I'm trying to think or rethink about this. And I hope maybe that is something, excuse me, that can help you too. But Jesus doesn't stop there in this passage. He doesn't say, just love them as I've loved you. Now, that would be enough, because we should do that. But he takes it another step further, and he tells us what happens when we do this. He finishes by saying, people will know that we are his disciples when we love like him. So we don't love like Jesus so that people know we're his disciples. But it's a result of that action. When we do love like Jesus, they know that we follow him. Because sometimes it can be hard to talk about our faith or to share our faith, whether it's to just flat out say you're a Christian, or to talk about going to church, or to talk about what you believe. Some places, different work situations, different places you are, you really can't. They have policies or some rules about talking too much about that. That doesn't mean you can't show them what you believe or show them who you are. They will know by our actions. That's what Jesus says in this passage. It's like action evangelism. You know, the people thinking, man, there's just something about them that's different. You know, maybe it makes them curious. Why? Or maybe they're appreciative, like, wow, that's awesome that they act like that or they talk like that. It might even weird them out. Like, why are they so kind? Ugh. Why are they so patient? It blows my mind. Why? I can't stand that person, but yet they're so patient with them. There's something different. Let them see that. Go ahead and weird them out in that way. I think that one's okay. So let them know who you are without specifically saying that. Or think, well, this happened. We can tell things about people without directly saying it. I'm going to show you a quick video to explain to you where I'm from without saying where I'm from. Take a look. Man, I'm thirsty. Point me to the bubbler. Whoa, let me just scoot right past you there. Yeah, no. No. Oh, no, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. All right, now, hopefully you got it. If you didn't, it's kind of me playing on, I'm from the Midwest. Those are some Midwest sayings and phrases. And they're ridiculous. I know we get poked fun at for that. But the point is, all these sayings are classic Midwest sayings. Nowhere in there did I say, I'm Jeff, I'm from the Midwest, or I'm from Wisconsin. But based on the words I use and the things I said, you might be able to figure that out. It's not so different being a Christian. Show people who you are, what you believe, who you follow, by how you act. by how you love them, how you treat them. Show them by how you treat them. When you love other people as Jesus loves you and continues to love you, they'll know you're followers of Jesus, that you're a disciple of Jesus without even saying it. Now, by all means, if you get the opportunity, say it, and you can, great. But you can show it to them by how you treat other people. So this year, as we kind of wrap up this morning and you go on with however else you're going to enjoy your New Year's Day, I'm going to watch football, be honest. I want you to think about loving others. Do you need to rethink it? Is it for time, like I shared, that focused time and really concentrating and valuing that time you have with other people? Maybe you're great at that. You're like, Jeff, I got that on lockdown. I am so laser focused on others when I'm with them. That's awesome. Is there something else you can rethink about loving others? Something else you can kick into a new gear. Think about that when it comes to others. But whatever yours is, do it and let people know your faith and that you're a follower of Jesus by how you treat them and how you love them, just as Jesus loves you. Let's pray. God, I thank you for this morning. Again, that we're able to be together here online, even though we're not together in person. But God, I thank you for all the people that are joining us and anybody else that's going to listen. And God, I really thank you for the words that you have given about loving others. And I pray that as we get going into this new year, that we would really take loving others seriously. Take it into a new gear or rethink it or anything, God, just to really show people who you are by how we love them. I pray that you would put a way, a very specific way and specific people on our hearts to do that with this week, God. Thank you again for meeting us here. In your name, amen.